Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hey there, phone fanatics. This is Nova Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide to reclaiming your life from those pesky screens. Ever feel like you're glued to your device, scrolling through endless feeds and losing precious hours in a digital haze? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world where technology is king, and our phones have become extensions of ourselves. But here's the catch, sometimes that connection can turn into an unhealthy obsession. Today, we're diving deep into how to build healthy habits around screen time use so you can actually enjoy your phone instead of letting it control you. Let's face it, breaking free from screen addiction isn't about becoming a hermit who shuns all things digital. It's about finding that sweet spot using technology mindfully and intentionally without letting it hijack your time, attention, or sanity. So, buckle up, because we're about to uncover 5 game-changing tips that will help you build a healthier relationship with your phone. First things first, awareness is key. You gotta know where those digital devils are leading you astray. Track your screen time. I'm talking seriously. Dive into the settings of your phone. Most have built-in tools that reveal just how much time you spend doom scrolling on Instagram or getting sucked into TikTok rabbit holes. Once you have a clear picture, you can start setting realistic goals. Start small, maybe aim for 15 minutes less per day, and gradually increase it as you feel more comfortable. Next up, let's talk boundaries. You know that feeling when your phone buzzes, and you just gotta check it, even if you're in the middle of something important? Well, those are notification ninjas. They're designed to keep you hooked, but you don't have to be their puppet. Silence those non-essential notifications, or better yet, create specific phone zones where you allow yourself to use your device, like during your commute or while having a break at work. Remember, it's about taking back control, not living in fear of your phone. Speaking of control, let's talk about apps. Ever feel like you're sucked into the vortex of endless scrolling? Those addictive apps are designed to keep you hooked. It's like a digital slot machine, constantly rewarding you with little dopamine hits. But you don't have to play their game. Delete the ones that drain your time and energy, or at least put them in folders that are harder to access. You can even use app blocking features on your phone to temporarily ban yourself from those tempting distractions. Now, let's get real. Sometimes, those notifications just call out to you like a siren song, right? It's okay to have moments where you slip up. The key is to recognize those triggers and develop coping mechanisms. Instead of reaching for your phone when you feel bored or stressed, try engaging in a healthy alternative. Go for a walk, call a friend, read a book, or do something that brings you joy. Finally, remember that it's a journey, not a race. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up once or twice. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going. Celebrate your wins, big or small, and be kind to yourself along the way. You got this. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, who used to spend hours every night scrolling through social media, feeling increasingly anxious and dissatisfied with her life. One day, she decided enough was enough. She started tracking her screen time, set boundaries by silencing notifications, deleted those pesky addictive apps, and found healthy alternatives like reading and spending time in nature. It wasn't easy at first, but Sarah gradually broke free from the digital grip and rediscovered the joy of living in the real world. Now she feels more balanced, connected, and fulfilled. Remember, you have the power to change your relationship with technology. Start small, be consistent, and don't give up on yourself. Remember those 5 key takeaways: awareness, boundaries, app control, alternative activities, and self-compassion. So go out there, reclaim your time, and start living a more intentional and fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might need a little nudge in the right direction. Join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of screen smart individuals together. Until next time, keep those screens healthy and your lives vibrant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.